Welcome to Stade Olympique in Montreal, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Lenny Randle. Batting second. The shortstop, Ivan Dehazu. Batting third. The first baseman, Larry Biedner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Mike Vale. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Jerry Martin. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Lynn McLaughlin. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Lynn McLaughlin. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ron LaFleur. Batting second. The second baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The center fielder, Andre Dawson. Batting fourth. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Warren Cromarty. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roland Office. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Maka. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Maka settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ivan Dehazu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dehazu hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is called out on strikes. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson takes first base on ball four. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter takes first base on ball four. Dawson moves to second. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dawson scores. Carter moves to second. It's 1-0, Expos. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Vale. The throw from Carter and he is out, Scott applying the tag. One out. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin strikes out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka strikes out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0 for 1 in the game. Randle takes first base on ball 4. McLaughlin moves to second. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to second for the out. McLaughlin moves to third. Two outs. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes DeJesus. The throw from Carter and he is safe. DeJesus steals second. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Biedner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 1 in the game. LaFleur hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0 for 1 in the game. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Carter is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 0 for 1 in the game. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 0 for 1 in the game. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Martin moves to second. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Warren Cromarty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromarty is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cromarty hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roland Offis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cromarty. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, DeJesus applying the tag. One out. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office takes first base on ball 4. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Office. The throw from Blackwell and he is out, Randall applying the tag. Two outs. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0 for 1 in the game. Maka hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops it up and throws to first, with McLaughlin covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0 for 1 in the game. McLaughlin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lenny Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Randall hits a fly ball into right field. Office settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0 for 1 in the game. Spear hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogers strikes out. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 0 for 2 in the game. LaFleur hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLaughlin fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Spear moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Dawson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Cubs, 1, Expos, 1. Mike Vail is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vail is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vail strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Carter hits a fly ball into center field. Martin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cromartie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Biotner scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cromartie for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Office hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0-for-2 in the game. Maka strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Ontiveros hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mick Kelleher pinch runs for Steve Ontiveros. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards the mound. Rogers settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lynn McLaughlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLaughlin is 0-for-2 in the game. McLaughlin bunts towards the mound. Rogers fields it and throws to first for the out. Kelleher moves to second. Two outs. Lenny Randle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randle is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Randle takes first base on ball 4. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesu is 0-for-3 in the game. DeJesu hits a fly ball into center field. Dawson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Expos 1. The Expos will come to bat. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kelleher fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers bunts towards the mound. McLaughlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Spear moves to second. One out. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. LaFleur takes first base on ball 4. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Dawson is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Dawson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-1, Expos. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Carter hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-1, Expos. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Warren Cromartie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cromartie is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Cromartie hits a fly ball into right field. Vale settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dawson. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kingman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. One out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Maka fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Biedner trying to get to home. LaFleur throws the ball into Carter who tags Biedner, who's trying to score from second, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 5, and the Cubs 1. The Expos will come to bat. Bob Pate pinch hits for Roland Office. Bob Pate is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pate hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ken Maka is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maka is 0-for-3 in the game. Maka hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kingman. Maka reaches second base with a double. Pate moves to third. Dick Tidrow now pitching. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Spear is walked intentionally. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-2 in the game. Rogers hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pate scores. Maka scores. Spear moves to second. It's 7-1, Expos. Ron LaFleur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaFleur is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. LaFleur hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Spear moves to third. Rogers moves to second. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Blackwell for a passed ball. Spear scores. Rogers moves to third. LaFleur moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Expos. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tidrow fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Andre Dawson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dawson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Dawson hits a pop-up towards first. Biedner catches it and throws to home to double up Rogers, who tagged and tried to score. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 8, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Pate now playing right field. Mick Kelleher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelleher hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blackwell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Blackwell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jesus Figueroa pinch hits for Dick Tidrow. Jesus Figueroa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Figueroa hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Scott scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 1. Goodbye from Stade Olympique in Montreal.